Tonight, we are exploring random acts of kindness. What happens when someone offers them, and what happens when someone receives them. And we'll be having a community spotlight on an organization that is all about facilitating living a model of doing just that, as we'll be talking with some kindness ambassadors from Life Fest Inside, which is based in New York City, later on in the show. According to Wikipedia, a random act of kindness is a selfless act performed by a person or people wishing either to assist or to cheer up an individual person or people. And they say the phrase may have been coined by Ann Herbert, who says that she wrote "Practice Random Kindness and Senseless Acts of Beauty" on a placemat at a Sausalito restaurant back in 1982 or 1983. Whether it's spontaneous or planned, random acts of kindness are encouraged by many communities, and we'll be talking more about that throughout the show. Helping me explore this topic tonight is my co-host, Maria Plass, who is the executive producer of What Matters Most TV and CEO of Experience Nirvana Productions, both based here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Welcome, Marie.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back, Suzanne.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have your mic up there. Sorry. Oh. Welcome back, Maria.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here again with you, Suzanne.
That's terrific. Well, we talked about exploring this topic a few months ago and, you know, why we wanted to do this show. And let's just share a little bit about this, because I know this actually dovetails into the mission that you have on your show, What Matters Most TV. So, yeah, just thinking back on how we got here. How did we get here?
You know, I think that we just kind of started talking about it at the end of my show with you going back a couple months ago. And I was telling you how, to me, random acts of kindness has something that's always really been near and dear to my heart. Just because of the impact. They seem so minor and almost sometimes frivolous, but they really can have such a profound effect on a person long term. And even those situations where you're not even aware of how that act that you may have performed or done for somebody actually really made such a significant difference in their life. I've always had an interest in that. In fact, someday down the road, I would love to be able to have a series of shows all centered around kindness and the impact of kindness in people's lives.
That's great. And one thing I've noticed is that, you know, as I said, many different traditions and communities, religious, spiritual, and otherwise, do encourage kindness and generosity and compassion toward everyone, you know, and in the energetic climate that we live in now, you know, I just see that reflected so much in needing to stay in positivity and this fifth dimension energetic consciousness that we're in, the ascension consciousness, is really reminding us to remember who we are. And part of that who we are is, you know, we're joyful and we're happy and we are in abundance and we're on that peace, harmony kind of vibration, right? The love vibration, literally. And so doing good deeds selflessly for others makes us feel good, right? And it keeps those good energies flowing, and that's in alignment with our highest good and in our spiritual consciousness.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, we were even chatting about that earlier and about the impact on a person's health when they actually start to do little acts of kindness. Let's just say that we start with little acts of kindness. And I was sharing with you that a couple, I don't know, maybe about 6 months ago, I came across a website that it was called 28 Days of Kindness. Mm-hmm. And there was a gal who had been recently diagnosed with MS. She was a newlywed and was really struggling with a lot of health issues. So she had reached out to her personal guru, mm-hmm. and they had said to her, well, you know, one of the ways to really kind of get through trials in your life is to start performing random acts of kindness. And she was very much a disbeliever of it, but she found that every day as she started to do another act of kindness, and she did one per day, and they were little things like maybe leaving a post-it on somebody's car or giving out a flower to somebody, you know, that she was passing by. I mean, they weren't really big, expensive, you know, exorbitant things that she was doing. But she found that as she moved through the 28 days, she started to feel better and better and have, you know, more control over her mind, her spirit, her soul, and, you know, even her physical ailments.
Yeah.
So that's how empowering I think kindness can actually be in a person's life.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And there is something in that Well, let me talk about this first. We actually, and we're going to get to this when we talk to the folks from LifeVest as well, but they, why kindness? Kindness is a healthier, happier choice, according to their website. And I thought this was fascinating, so I'll just kind of read this. In other words, every act of kindness is actually a healthy choice and brings you a health benefit. So here's some of the things that they point out. Serotonin heals your wounds. So when you, like if you were to take an antidepressant or if you were stimulated, you know, that part of your body that stimulates serotonin is activated by kindness, yeah. Right? It's something that's actually happening to you at a chemical level in your body. And serotonin heals your wounds, it calms you down, and it makes you happy. So kindness boosts serotonin in the giver, the receiver, and everyone who witnesses it, because it's such a positive thing. You get the ripple effect of just everybody witnessing that and seeing that energy. And they say every act of kindness spreads through 3 degrees of separation, which I love, the giver, receiver, and I guess the witnesses, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And engaging in acts of kindness produces endorphins, which are the brain's natural painkiller. Endorphins are 3 times more effective than morphine, so, you know, and no side effects except happiness. Being kind also produces oxytocin in your system, which promotes social bonding and exerts an immediate calming effect, increases trust, generosity, strengthens the immune system, that's huge, and boosts virility. They say compassionate people have 2 times the amount of DHA, which slows down the aging process, and compassionate people have 23% less cortisol, which is the infamous stress hormone. So with all those great benefits, why wouldn't you just choose kindness and participate that every day?
Well, you know, I think one of the challenges of consistently being a person that shows kindness is that there are a lot of environments that you're in that kindness is not something that is really that openly supported. Like, I think back to my days of being in corporate America, and, you know, it creates an environment that people kind of disconnect from each other. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways of disconnecting is that lack of compassion, kindness, reaching out to help another individual. It's somewhat of an environment, I feel, many times where it's quite the opposite, where you are, you know, kind of like in an island of your own, mm-hmm. and you're not looking to be, you know, really part of that that ripple effect, because you need to be able to, what you feel, keep yourself afloat.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something else, just every day as we kind of become more aware spiritually of all the beauty and just the, what is around us, right? All the kindness, the beauty in nature, the greatness and the goodness in those fellow, you know, human beings and plants and animals around us that share the earth. There's something miraculous in actually receiving an unexpected kind deed or gesture that does affirm the human spirit and the goodness in people. And it reminds us, you know, of what and how we are. And that act gets reflected back to us, you know, in this life experience. And that old saying, right, goes around, comes around.
Yep.
Right? You know, you experience that, and then it sort of does have that, you know, knock-on effect where, that, you know, you see it and you feel how great that felt to you to give to somebody or to receive, you know, totally unexpectedly. And, you know, it does sort of wake you up and say, you know, isn't this a better way to spend my time and live life? And you just, you know, you're so caught up in that joy. It's just wonderful. We got to run to a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to actually talk about a little story here called The Kindness Journey, and this is a pretty fascinating story, and then we're going to bring our guests on from the LifeVest group. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break for some commercials. I'm Sue Ann Sasha Harnden, and I'm here with my co-host tonight, Maria Plass. She's the executive producer and CEO of What Matters Most TV and Experience Nirvana Productions here in Hunterdon County. We are talking about random acts of kindness, and we've got some guests coming in on Skype here in a few minutes. This is a great story. Maria brought this to my attention through getting to know the LifeVest Inside group, the organization, which we'll talk about in a minute. But this just struck me as such an amazing thing. There's actually a project that some of the members have called The Kindness Journey, and it's Amanda Wynn and her now, I think, 12-year-old son, Jaden. And they set out to do an 11-city cross-country tour. You can find out more about this at a website called thekindnessjourney.com. And they basically are going out to conquer kindness and bring it door to door to people and talk about how to do it and, you know, and make it their MO, how they're going to model life. And what I really, a couple of things that, you know, I picked up from just some of the interviews and information on them is Jaden, who's only 12 years old, says he is thrilled to be setting out on this kindness journey, which he calls voluntourism. and sees this journey in three parts. One, the physical journey and the adventure of traveling through the United States. Two, the experience of contributing to an organization that he thinks is cool, hashtag kindness is cool. And three, the personal spiritual journey for himself and what he imagines will happen for him by giving to others and how that will likely help him to be even more conscious of his own actions. And he's also looking forward to experiencing more joy in his close relationship with his mother. So that's pretty amazing. And he says that he believes kindness is a whole other language that you can speak through kind actions, and that receiving kindness makes him want to give back to others because it feels so good. And he's beyond excited to be making this journey in honor of Life Vest Inside, and hopes this work will help replenish the big pool of kindness that we all create with our actions. So how amazing is that?
Oh, that's totally amazing, especially for such a young individual to be so involved and amored by the kindness movement. I think especially with knowing what's going on in so many schools where bullying and things of that nature are so prevalent, to have somebody his age and, you know, going cross country and really taking this on with his mom, it's a tremendous story, and I think it's very inspiring. I hope that his words and his mom's words really have a significant impact.
Yeah, it's cool. And so let's talk a little bit about this organization. This is a great way for people to learn a little bit more about this and get some great ideas and guidance. And we're going to talk to some of the ambassadors in a moment here. But it's called Life Vest Inside. It's a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to spreading kindness, empowering people to see their potential, and building self-esteem and self-value. Life Vest Inside develops and implements exciting and effective kindness experiences that spark human connection and help people become more aware of the ways they can make positive changes in the world. And they capture the power of social media, the impact of inspiring films and mobile technology, the interactive nature of local and worldwide events, and the life-altering influence of education to make the world a better place. And this is a pretty amazing group. And this was founded by a woman named Orly Waba.
That's correct, right.
Yeah, and maybe Maria, just take a minute, because I think you know Orly's work pretty well, just to kind of give us, you know, a background on her before we talk to the folks.
Well, yeah, actually, one of the people that we're going to be talking to really knows Orly very, very well. But from what I know of Orly is that she has become the leading person in the kindness movement. I came across her and her website and her what would you call viral video through some email that I had received going back a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. That particular video, which is called The Kindness Boomerang, has now got 23 million views on it. Mm. And it was just, it's a simple video. I wish everybody could get an opportunity to actually watch it, because it really sends such a strong message. And it shows how these insignificant acts, when you do them to each other, you know, on for each other, how they really do end up coming back to you full circle. Yeah. It's that, you know, full circle ripple effect thing.
Yeah. And it's actually a YouTube video. It came out in 2011, and you can find it, as Maria said, Kindness Boomerang, One Day. It's 5 minutes.
One Day, right.
Yeah, it started the whole movement. And also, you know, on their website, which is fantastic, they've got all the different kinds of projects, and, you know, they do flash mobs, and they have educational speakers, and she's done TED Talks. So, you know, they really have a great gig going out there. So let's just introduce some of the folks that are with us tonight.
Yeah.
Joining us via Skype, and let me get all their names here. I have Jeff Kuski, I think it is, Rosie Hendricks, Charles Preston, and Therese Volke, and hopefully I got all of your names right. So let's see if we can, Maria, I don't know, you want to start with one of the stories?
I actually think would be really nice is the first person that I connected with was Jeff, and Jeff in turn ended up introducing me to the other three people that we're going to be speaking to. So if we could go ahead and get Jeff on, that would be absolutely wonderful. Jeff has a wonderful story.
Yeah, Jeff, can you hear us?
Jeff.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can. That's fabulous.
Jeff was the act of kindness, and kindness had a direct impact in his own personal life. And he shared that with me when I connected with him a few weeks ago. So, Jeff, if you could just share with everybody a little bit of information about what your life had been like before you embraced kindness, and the change that had you experienced as you became a kindness ambassador.
Well, you know, I was the type of guy who I was very negative. I could find a cloud for every silver lining. And one day I was in my bathroom, and I talked to myself a lot because I live alone, and I was complaining about something, and I looked at myself and I literally said, "Why are you so miserable? And why are you allowing this?" So that was kind of like almost like a birthday for me. I decided that, you know, I needed to make some changes. And that was a bit of time before I got involved with Life Best Inside. But since I have been involved with Life Best Inside, my attitude has gotten even more positive. The kindness lifestyle, as I like to call it, has really taken over. And when I see an opportunity for an act of kindness, you know, I don't even think about it. I just automatically respond to it.
How long have you been involved with Life Best Inside, Jeff? I couldn't remember.
I would say I've been following them since probably 2012. Okay. And I really started to get involved when Orly created the Life Best Inside Kindness Ambassadors.
Yeah, okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about what an ambassador does? How does that work in the organization?
Well, we have a total of over 6,000 ambassadors worldwide. And we have over 1,000 active on Facebook. I concentrate mostly on the Facebook group. And what we do really is we're a support system for each other. We share stories of kindness. Mm-hmm. I am actually the mayor of the Kindness Ambassadors, so every week I create a Kindness Ambassador Task of the Week, and I send it out to all of the ambassadors. And we share stories about, you know, how we performed the task, you know, what it meant to us, what it meant to other people. And we also share just random stories from the internet. Like I said, it's mostly a really big support system.
I was going to say, and I also gathered in speaking with you and some of the other people that one of the things that's really significant about being an ambassador and part of that group is that you're there really, as you had mentioned, to support each other. Then when days are a little bit more challenging than others, and we do all get them, that it's you are all there to kind of reach out and pick each other up and, you know, give each other whatever you happen to need to, you know, keep moving forward and know, hey, I've got people out there that really care about me and I care about them too. And, you know, that's really something. I was really, really very impressed in my conversations with not only you and Orly and the other folks that we're going to be speaking to, just the commitment and the kinship and the closeness of everybody was not something that I felt that you commonly find. And it really was almost beyond words for me.
Can you take a minute, Jeff, and just maybe share like one nugget of a story?
Yeah.
You know, something that most impressed you as you've been on this journey the last 3 years?
Well, I think what Maria just said is very true. I've had personal experiences where things have gone really bad mm-hmm. for me, and I've posted it on Life Best Inside on the Kindness Ambassador group, and it's like a whole group worldwide rallying around me. Mm. One story I can tell you is a couple of months ago, I had a grill stolen from me, and I posted on the page. Unfortunately, today I was the recipient of a random act of unkindness. And, you know, I got a lot of responses, and that happened on a Sunday. I came home from work on Thursday and found a brand new grill sitting on my front doorstep one of the ambassadors had bought and sent to me.
Very wonderful.
Wow.
That's
totally
the power.
Blew me away.
Yeah, the power of positivity in action, right?
You're not kidding.
To manifest that. That's great. We're going to take a quick break right now for the news. When we come back, we're going to meet the other three guests that we have with us to share some of their stories. So stay tuned. I'm Sue Ann Sesha Harnden, the owner of Fifth Dimension Healing Energy, a holistic, heart-centered energy healing practice for people and animals. My co-host tonight is Maria Plass. She's the executive producer of What Matters Most TV. And we are talking about random acts of kindness. And right right now we're talking to some folks who are here with us from Life Vest Inside, a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to having people live and understand and helping support living a kindness lifestyle. When we talked, we have another one of the ambassadors with us who also works on, I believe, volunteering for their graphic design and puts together the great stories and the great graphics on their website, Charles Preston.
That's right. So
do we have you, Charles, on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. You're a little low. Just speak up a bit.
Okay.
All right. Good. Yeah.
Hi, Charles. I really enjoyed our conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago, or it seems like a couple of weeks ago, and I really would love if you could go ahead and share with the listeners the story that you shared with me about your what had happened to your girlfriend. I know she's a waitress at a restaurant, and, well, let me go ahead and let you go ahead and share that story, and then I can comment on it.
Sure, yeah. So, actually, what happened was she used to be a waitress at a restaurant. Okay. In California a few years ago, and she was aspiring to be a journalism major at Columbia University. She was, you know, it was like she had her heart set on it, and as she was sort of explaining to this couple that used to come to the restaurant all the time, she was telling them how she had just gotten into the school, but she didn't think she was going to have enough money to actually go, and it was like really heartbreaking for her. And they were regulars and they really liked her, and one unexpected day they basically came into the restaurant and gave her a check for the amount of money that she needed to go to the school, to go to Columbia.
Amazing.
And, and now we, you know, yeah. And that's how I met her. She lives in New York. Because she has been going there for the past few years.
So isn't that amazing? Because had she not received that check to be able to get the funds to go to school, you would have never met her. Again, it's
and
all
she wouldn't
part
be pursuing
of
her dream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It, to me, what is interesting about some of these random acts of kindness are that they come so unexpectedly or from sources that you would never in a million years think would be the people that would be the givers. You know, so when things happen that are wonderful and grand and people show you kindness and it's from people that maybe you are closely knit to or family members and all of that, you do appreciate it. But it's those circumstances that I think that are really remarkable when they come out of the clear blue and you go, are you kidding? I just can't get over this. And that, when I heard your story, when you shared that with me, it was truly amazing. I was really impressed with it. So,
yeah.
No, there's a lot of good in the world.
There is a lot of good in the world. We have to just keep focusing on that, right? We got to keep reminding ourselves. So let's talk to another ambassador now.
Should we talk to Therese?
Yeah, sure. Therese.
Hey, Therese.
Can we hear you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can.
Ooh,
you sound
loud and clear.
Yeah.
Yay.
Therese, if you could go ahead and share with everybody, I know you said that it was very, it was synchronicity, the way you came and met Orly. I believe she was speaking. You went to a, what was it?
It was basically.
Thank you for.
Yeah, I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce in Monmouth County.
Yep.
And she was our Women in Business Luncheon speaker about 2.5 years ago. And when I heard she was speaking, I wanted to kind of check out what she was going to talk about. And that's when I first saw the Kindness Boomerang video.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you, I was overcome with emotion and in tears. It was beautiful. I couldn't wait to meet her. And she did her presentation, played the video again. And again, I was in tears. There was no holding them back. And then I walked up to her when it was over and I said, Orly, I've lived my life this way. I love your mission. I love what you're doing. How can I be an ambassador for you? How can I help you? This is before the ambassadors even existed.
Wow.
And she said to me, this is 2013, this will be our second Worldwide Dance for Kindness. I could use a group leader in New Jersey. There's nobody in New Jersey doing the dance for us. I said, I'm in. And that was the beginning of something that has changed my life tremendously.
That's amazing. So has that's gone on to become quite a popular event, I take it, Dance for Kindness?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Is this the fourth year, Therese?
Yes, this is the fourth year that Orly has done this, my third.
Okay.
And it is like crazy how it's growing. The first year I did it with 60 people on the beach in Long Branch, New Jersey. Last year, where she shot the boomerang video, my goal was to get Red Bank to shut the street down. Broad Street is where the video was shot.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the dance on the same section of the street that they shot the Kindness Boomerang video at. So I got permission from Red Bank, New Jersey. They shut down the street. We had over 200 people dancing last year.
Wow. Now, this is the flash mob, I take it.
Yes.
Great.
But that's happening. And this year, they said, you guys coming back? They loved it. So I said, yeah, we're coming back. So we're going to do it again. And my goal, I bet you we get between 400 and 500. I know we will.
Wow. Now, is it a set day every year that you do it?
Yes.
Is it the same day all around the country? Or?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. Last year when we did this, we did it in 80 locations in 30 countries around the world and had over 10,000 people participate. Hmm. Same song, same day, same dance.
Oh, my. Wow.
And it keeps getting bigger.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Yeah. Great. Well, let's hear from our last ambassador, at least initially, and Rosie. Yeah.
Hi, Rosie. Rosie, are you on there with us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, great. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing great.
We're great.
Rosie, if you could share with everybody the story that you shared with me. I know that you work at this wonderful bakery cafe, and one of the you're a person that's always been doing kind of kindness projects for the cafe. So maybe you could share with us a little bit of how you've always been embracing the kindness movement, and then how you've taken it on to the next step in your participation with LifeVest.
Yes, thank you. I have been raised, you know, my entire life to treat people the way that I want to be treated. So I have always tried to be kind to people and to greet them. And I've worked at the same bakery cafe for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very community minded. And I've gotten to know the families that come in. But I want to share something really quickly that changed my whole perspective on customers coming into the restaurant. Back in 2009, my mom, who had dementia and heart ailments,
That's
wandered
right.
away from the care facility that she was living in. And we searched for her for 13 hours. She was missing. And it was because of an evening crew at a restaurant, they realized that something wasn't right. And they sat her down and fed her and took care of her and called the police and then called the family. And we got my mom back safe and sound. And it was because of that incident that I looked at what I was doing at the restaurant and said, you know, if someone had walked into my into this cafe, would have I known that they needed help?
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of transformed me. So then every single person that walked in, I tried to learn their name. I greeted them with a smile. I tried to connect with them, not just take their order and send them out.
So it's almost like it sort of tuned up your antennae,
yeah.
right, to be aware of what might be going on with these people as they come in and cross paths with you each day.
It really did. And then a couple years ago, I also saw the Kindness Boomerang video, and I felt that, you know, I need to know what this organization is about. And so I did my research, and then a little over a year ago, I joined the Kindness Ambassadors, and it has helped me with my depression. It has helped me with my health, and it inspires me every day. You know, like Jeff was saying, we have over 6,000 ambassadors in the program, a little over 1,000 on Facebook. And Orly has made me the welcome counselor now for the group. So I get to talk to people and connect with people all over the world on a daily basis and hear these wonderful stories that they're sharing. And you know, you do a kindness act and you don't know how the person will respond.
Right.
And you don't know what a difference it can make. And I think sometimes we're not even aware that we're making a difference in someone's life. It's just, you know, it's almost like a lifestyle. Well, it is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you do it, but you don't know how it's going to affect the person and how it inspires them in their life.
Right, that's that ripple effect that we were talking about.
Yeah,
so do ambassadors have any specific or special training you know, or what kind of time commitment do you have with the organization in order to be in the roles that you are as ambassadors, or is it just, you know, as you need or as you can?
Well, you know, everyone is different. And when people come into the program, that's one of the first questions that I get asked a lot. How much time does it take? You know, I spend, you know, 3 or 4 hours a day talking to different people and communicating with them. But, you know, the general person, you know, you go to the board and you get the support, and you read the stories, and you go out in your life. It doesn't really take a lot of time. I mean, you're just living your life, you're going about, but hopefully through this organization, you're being more aware of your surroundings, and you're being more focused on what's out around you as opposed to what you're, you know, on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so more outwardly focused than inward focused. And I think we said this in the beginning too, sometimes what happens is when we get inward focused, sometimes we can devolve into our own problems and our own situation, and we can't get out of our own way.
Oh,
but
yeah,
the minute we start going external and we say, well, let me just focus on somebody else who may have bigger problems than me. First of all, your problems seem minimal in comparison, but also it takes you out of yourself where you can really get perspective. And then, you know, as you said, by giving to somebody else and contributing to them, you start to get that positivity, that joy back, and it lifts you. It just snaps you out of that place.
Absolutely.
It does.
And I think sometimes also we're all so caught up in our own little worlds that we're just not mindful or paying attention. I mean, how many times have you gone into places? I would think to myself, my goodness, if something were to happen here, I would be a horrible witness.
Right.
Really, like, what happened? I don't know. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, because we're in our heads or we're on our phones.
Right.
Or, you know, right.
Where it seems to me as if embracing kindness has also made you a more mindful person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, mindfulness is where it's at these days, right? All of us being just present, being very present to what we're feeling, what's happening around us, what our interactions are like, you know, really, you know, being heart-centered. So we're going to take a last commercial break here before we hit the quarter of the hour, and we will be back. So LVI folks, stay on the line, and we'll be talking more with Maria and myself right after these commercial breaks. This is Sue Ann Sasha-Harnden, and Maria Plass joins me in the studio, and we're also joined by four kindness ambassadors from Life Fest Inside, a nonprofit that specializes in helping and supporting people in living a model and a life of kindness. I came across, in also researching for tonight's show, another organization which I thought was kind of interesting for people who are actually looking for practical tips now. And, of course, you can go to the Life Fest Inside website, right, and they've got amazing resources there. But you also might want to check out another website called Random Acts of Kindness, all one word, randomactsofkindness.org. And they said, if you're looking for ways to become a racktivist, so a random act of kindness activist, you know, for yourself, or if you're an educator, perhaps, or a club leader or some other group, and you want to look for a project and you want some different ideas and how to do it, they've got some really interesting ideas. And I'll just kind of take a minute to go through this. They have, let's see, what was I looking for? Resources here. So what I thought was interesting is that if you are the kind of person who says, well, I don't have endless amounts of time, right? Or I don't want to spend a lot of money, or maybe you do want to spend a lot of money and time, they actually, on their website, let you sort through by time commitment, by amount of money or resources that it might take you to do it, the kinds of suggestions for projects. So there's all kinds of great ideas out there for you. You don't have to rack your brain and make this stuff up. You can visit Life Fest Inside. You can go to this website and just start to be aware of, I mean, there are literally thousands and thousands of examples on these websites, great little videos, right, stories that people are sharing that, you know, take minutes of day that you can just, as the folks have been sharing with us, just build into your way of being, you know. Say hello to the person on the elevator.
Yeah.
You know, hold the door open for somebody. You know, buy somebody a cup of coffee unexpectedly. I mean, there's tons. I'm sure we can think of, you know, a bunch here. And the folks, you know, on Skype can join in too. But there's so many different things you can do. And it can be virtual. It can be in person. You know, whether they know it's coming from you or it's an anonymous, there's just many, many ways to, you know, to bring that act of kindness into somebody's life. And, you know, as we've been saying, you know, it just shocks you out of your presence, you know, to realize that, wow, somebody was kind to me, you know. And we all need to remember that, you know, as the great, beautiful beings of light that we are, you know, we deserve kindness. We are kindness, you know, and we reflect that back in our life to those around us. And then it comes back to us. That's the boomerang effect we were talking about.
Well, Sue Ann, can I interrupt for one
second?
It was funny because all this involvement with Life Fest Inside, you do get surprised when something happens to you. And something as simple as being in the Starbucks drive-thru line a couple of months back, I pull up to the window to pay for my breakfast. And they said, oh, it's already taken care of. I was like, I got so excited. I'm like, I'm in the middle of a kindness of ripple. I was so excited.
Oh, I read that somewhere online. There was actually a name for that. There was like, yes, it was a person who
pay
it forward, but specifically with coffee, people were doing it. They were paying for the person after them in line. And you would come up and say, oh, it's like a pending coffee or something like that. It was an amazing story. It was actually on the news, I think.
And I was the seventh one in line. So I said, well, keep it going.
How
I
about
paid
that?
For the person behind me. I have no idea how long it kept going, but it was a wonderful thing to experience.
Yeah. And like you said, so random. And you're just, and here you are, you're talking about it weeks and days later, and other people then get the idea like, well, isn't that cool? So, you know, it just continues and continues on and on. So a couple of things here as we, you know, get wrapping up in our last 10 minutes or so. But I thought it was interesting because actually the Huffington Post just had an article out on this today. They have a blog here, The Third Metric, Redefining Success Beyond Money and Power. And, you know, they had a nice little blog here about, you know, talking about what people can do and how, you know, random acts of kindness are what nurture the humanity in us, right? To be truly human, practice random acts of kindness is the headline. So it's worth looking up and taking a look at that. But it's also, they have a story in here, just a brief story about Suzanne Fortier, a Panera Bread store manager who made clam chowder for a call-in customer's cancer-ridden grandmother on a day when chowder wasn't usually available and included a gift of cookies from the staff. Classic, you know, random act of kindness. And again, she said there was nothing in it for her. You know, she had to go to the effort of making the chowder. She had somebody else had to pay for the cookies, you know, and she said the story went viral because, you know, it's what was important is that she found a reason to just do something kind to somebody. She said somebody needed a little TLC and I can do this, just reaching out. So, so it's a great blog. You know, again, there's a lot of focus on this now, a lot of positivity. And we have a couple of key days coming up, which I'm sure we'll have a flash mob around. The folks will tell us. But Random Acts of Kindness Day worldwide, I think, is November 13th, 2015. And in the U.S. specifically, I've got a date here of February 17th, 2016.
So. What is the date of the Dance for Kindness, Therese?
Okay, Dance for Kindness. The World Kindness Day is November 13th, and we always celebrate by doing our Dance for Kindness the Sunday before on November 8th this year.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then for those of us local in the New Jersey area, that's going to be, is that down the shore again?
Well, we're doing ours in Red Bank,
Red Bank, okay, great. Yeah. Good, good, good.
But I think you also mentioned that you were looking for people that might be interested in organizing additional.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to share that too, Therese.
Yeah, we are always looking for new group leaders. Yep. This year, the group leader registration has closed because we needed to get everything set up already.
Got it.
But people are more than welcome to go to the website and say they want to get involved next year. And there's plenty of us more experienced people that can help them get through the process.
Therese,
there's actually a handbook.
Oh, well, that's always handy. Why don't you give the folks the website again and any other contact information for Life Fest Inside as we wrap up here in the next few minutes?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to the main website, lifevestinside.com, and through there you can get to any of the other events and more information from there. Yeah.
Terrific. And anyone have one last story they might want to share before we've got to sign off tonight? An example of a random act of kindness that you received or that you provided?
Well, I was telling you how, for me, it became automatic. And I remember in Central Florida, where I live, it rains in the summer every day. And I was walking out of a store, and I had my umbrella ready, and I saw this older woman. She kind of looked around. She had one bag in her hand, and she took this little pocket purse and put it on top of her head and started walking to her car. And I was thinking, that's not going to do anything. Just going to get her pocket book wet. So I popped open my umbrella and I walked up a little slowly because I didn't want to startle her. And I just covered her and I said, ma'am, would it be okay if I walked you to your car? And she looked at me wide-eyed and he's like, well, thank you. And on the trip to her car, I learned that she was recently widowed and recently relocated to the area. and was trying to figure out her way around, and she really didn't know anybody. And, you know, I held the umbrella over her while she got into her car, and she reached out the window. She took my hand and she kissed it, and she said, "Thank you. That's the nicest thing that anybody's done for me in a long time."
Oh, gosh.
And I can tell you, I don't think my feet were touching the ground as I walked home. I felt so happy.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that amazing? But, you know, it's so interesting that, you know, you said at first she was a little startled and you were aware not to startle her because, right, and we hear so many things about people and negativity that, you know, you are wondering, why is this person sliding up alongside of me?
Right.
And you know, you're unfortunately, your natural instinct is fear. So it is beautiful that you were able to, you know, present yourself in that way and that and she was able to accept that act of kindness.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, I can still see the smile on her face in my head. So that was wonderful.
That's great. That's great. Maria, anything else we want to add here? And I want to thank all the folks from Life Vest Inside for taking some time with us tonight, sharing these amazing stories of your own experience and also the wonderful organization that you are part of. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Yeah, it was really a pleasure meeting you all. And I hope that we get an opportunity to have our paths cross again, because this has truly been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Great. Okay, as I wrap up here now, thank you again to all of our guests tonight and for Maria for co-hosting with me tonight.